Hi everyone. I don't have an intro slide, so I'll just do it like that. My name is Kat. I'm from Berlin, and I'm a freelance data, software, whatever person. And also, I like to travel by train, and I guess everybody here as well in the room does. And in particular, I like to take those long-distance, cross-country, multi-day, far-away places type of train trips. And when I talk to people about them, oh, I've heard it all. Oh, it's just too slow. It's too expensive. It's too complicated. And honestly, yeah, fair. It's often more expensive. But in this room and outside of it, I have met so many people who still want to do it regardless, many of which who embrace this slowness. It can be nice to be in a way somewhere, not just arrive there, right? But complicated, that's the killer. That is where we are losing people. Again, heard from so many about train trips that never actually got through the planning stage, because just trying to figure out the right way for me, the right itinerary that works for me and the people I'm traveling with, had already been such a frustrating experience that it completely killed their momentum, and they did something else. And honestly, sometimes that was just simply to fly there. So I totally get it. I guess other people in this room get it too, right? Who here has had a similar frustrating experience planning such a trip? Okay, that's study. So here's mine, the original story of this project, basically. So I was, in October 23, I was trying to plan a trip to Corsica. And all hopeful and optimistic, I had to multiple of these cross-country train journey planners. And I put in my start and my destination and my when, and then boom, long list of options. And it's so hard to grasp what is actually going on. It's like it's sorted by departure time, which at this point of the planning process I'm not particularly interested in. What I really want to see is basically an idea of I could go this way, I could go that way, and this is all the alternatives I can do here. These are all the alternatives I can do here. But instead, I get this unstructured list that hides all of that information. And basically, I need to click at every one of them individually and find out, oh yeah, that's that route, that's that route. And then if by miracle I happen to find an option that kind of works for me, I just want to make a few tweaks. Well, what can I do? The only chance I have is to go back into the search interface and maybe say, oh, maybe increase the transfer time here a little bit, and then hope that whatever my result is comes back actually still works, and that not some algorithm has decided that now there's some more optimal way to go and my whole idea is lost. So I gave up. I went off the internet and I went analog. I cut out little pieces of paper, 1 hour is 1 centimeter, and then I pushed those boxes around on a paper calendar. And this is the trip I ended actually up doing, which was lovely, by the way. Totally recommend doing that one. But why does it have to be that way? Why can't travel planning simply be fun? Why can't it be kind of about exploring ideas, of just trying things? That could be nice. And dare I say it, why can't it even be about kind of sparking imagination, sparking daydreaming, imagining already while you're sitting there in front of your computer, oh, it will be so nice when I finally arrive from Grey Berlin in that warm city, step outside of the train station and take a coffee outside in the sun. Or it will be lovely passing through the Alps, looking at the mountains through the train window, or along the Mediterranean, looking over the water. Because I think if people can make that emotional connection already during the planning process, quite more likely that they actually follow through, book the trip, and hopefully go in it and have a lot of fun. So I believe one of the issues is that criteria when planning such long trips are quite different from the one from short local trips. And that's why perhaps the standard user interface for journey planning isn't as well suited. So there's the experienced people that have done these trips, you want to look at buffers, right? You don't want to be missing important trains. You probably don't want to depend on the last train of the day, because if you miss that one, you're stuck wherever you are right now. But it's also about opportunities. Like, I see my connection goes through Zurich. I might just want to meet my friend that I have there. Maybe I can even spend the night. Then I don't need a hotel room. Could be perfect, right? So I tried to kind of distribute these a little bit into like geographically related things and time related things, but I mean they are like this in a way. Like they kind of depend on each other, and you kind of always have to have both in view at the same time. Problem is, like these criteria, they are obviously always very personal, but I also think you don't know them when you start planning your trip. Some of them, of course, with the buffers and then not depending on the last train, yes, you do know and you could phrase them, but many of them are ideas, opportunities that just come up while you're planning. And some of them probably never even got that far. It's just an intuition. You kind of look at the trip and are like, oh, no, that's not quite right. But I can't even pinpoint what it is that makes it a good itinerary and a bad itinerary. It's just an intuition. So in any end, I mean, four different people might come up for the same trip with wildly different itineraries. You yourself might, in different situations, come up with four wildly different itineraries. So here is going from Berlin to Napoli. There's the first two are going through Munich and Verona. The other two are going through Zurich. And the first one is like the one busy day and you just get there. For me, this one is the horror. but I've done these kinds of trips before. Sometimes you really just need to go somewhere, right? And I'm sure there's people out there who like these trips. For me, the second one is the one that leaves me, takes it a bit slower, disperses it a little bit, and gives me time to explore a city I've never been in. The third one I would love to do if I actually had that friend in Zurich, or any volunteers. This one is actually, you can't do the Zurich road from Berlin in one day. So it probably wouldn't in many journey planning tools, it wouldn't show up. Because it's worse than the first one because you can't do it in one day. But if you happen to have that friend in Zurich, why not do that one? And why not perhaps even stay a day longer? Could be fun. Like I said, it's intuition, it's exploration, and that kind of exploration is really hard to do in these kind of rigid from to when user interfaces. Because you'll always be in this situation where you have to change the search input through trial and error to hopefully get the search result you want, when really what you want is to just change the search result, right? To modify it so that it works for you. There is a prototype of a user interface that I've been working on, running online under this URL. I also have it on the last slide again. I'll have some screenshots in here, but it's like just try it out. It's much more fun that way. You get more out of it on desktop, but yeah. Everybody's on mobile anyway, so yeah, just go go for it. So the question is, how could a more flexible, more adaptive user interface for journey planning look like? very deliberately not focusing on data, just trying to get a prototype to explore some kind of UX things with it. But more on data later. So you have, not unusual, you have like the time view and the geographical view side by side, so that you can do time exploration and geographic exploration at the same time, which, like I said earlier, kind of they are a little bit like this, right? For the geographical exploration, what you get is a map, and on the map are little dots, and these represent the places that you can go to, so you can click on them and you already get some context information. I'm not sure if it's readable, but it says here that, for example, London, from Hamburg, which is our home city right now, you can reach London with 2 transfers. And that already gives you the opportunity to explore a little bit, because often you don't know exactly where you're going, right? You just know, I want to go to the beach there, I want to go into sun, I want to go into the mountains. You don't necessarily have fully formed idea, I want to go there. So you can explore a bit on the map, which places are easy to get to, and then you click on show the routes, and then, well, it will show you the routes to get there, which you then, of course, can click on to select. All pretty usual, pretty common, a user interface everybody knows, but not really for trains. Like, for cars, for walking, this is pretty standard. For trains, Google Maps does it, but most of the times when you see a map, it's for visualization. When we're in journey planners, like, they show you the journey, but you can't really interact with the journey on the map. There's a few things that still can be added to this. I think the map part of the whole prototype is the much less developed. So of course you might want to change your journey. A lot of people have asked for just kind of dragging routes, like, what if you wanted to go through Amsterdam, for example? Just drag it, see what makes, how that would look like, if that would work for you. I'm not sure if it's accessible to everybody, if people understand that is possible. So that is something. So something to try out, but you can always just make it a click on Amsterdam, I want to go here instead, in case this kind of dragging thing doesn't work out. And another feature I think could be, like, going back to what I said earlier about kind of the daydreaming, the thinking of what could be. Maybe you could even do a little bit to trigger that by displaying this kind of background information, like little pictures of here, this is up there, this is if you take the train to Stockholm, between Malmö and Stockholm. In the winter, you might, if you're lucky, see a lot of snow outside. It's really beautiful. And if you take the night train from Milan to Sicily, just below Napoli, you'll wake up and you look out of the window and you'll see the sea, the Mediterranean, for the next 3 hours. And who doesn't want to go on that trip right now? what I think is the real part of this project is this calendar view, which very obviously is taking what I did on the paper and put it into computer, right? When you have clicked in the map on one of the routes, you get a proposed itinerary. It's probably not going to be the one that works for you. So you have a very easy way to change that by just doing drag and drop operations. So you could grab the purple one. When you start moving it, you see these lines appear. And these lines mean other departures between, in this case, it's Paris and London. Other departures between Paris and London. So you know, you already get an idea how often does this train run a day. Is that one I need to focus on because it's rare and I really need to plan that one in? Or if it's in this, like in this case, where it happens, where it runs all the time. So you grab it, you start dragging, the purple lines appear. When you move it into a correct position, you get a preview, and then you can drop it, and then it has it has moved there, and you have adapted your itinerary. And you probably get a nice feeling already also for if that works better for you or not, and if not, then yeah, just drag and drop it back. What I also like is that it kind of directly, of course, gives you a feeling for the length of the transfer time that you have, and you can directly see also if you happen to be on the last train of the day. Like if there is no line below where you are right now, then maybe this is not the one you want to have if you are as risk averse as I am when taking trains. A few ideas, and this one is more of a bug really, still open on the calendar. The first is right now you can do very fun stuff, like you can move things around, and you could take the purple one and put it in front of the green one, and then you have be free, be wild, do your thing, but it's probably not going to get you to London. So that's thinking about how to resolve that, whether to make it illegal. So there are some people who want to do things like, if I move the orange one, maybe the purple one should move as well. I don't know if that's too complicated. A lot of things left to explore here. And then I think this could be super cool. If extra information was available, I don't have it. But if I knew how expensive different trains were, it would be cool to just directly display it here in the calendar. So I did promise a talk on routing, and I think in a way all of this is routing, right? But to put it together, what is routing in this context? Number one, we need to find first the paths that can get us from some A to some B. And I right now I'm pre-calculating that, and probably it can always be pre-calculated. And then if the user comes and asks for an itinerary on a specific day, that is when you get into action and fill that route with actual traffic connection data. And it might happen that this connection just doesn't exist on the day that the user is asking, then the user face obviously needs to handle that gracefully. It doesn't right now, because right now this situation doesn't arise. See next slide. And then, well, we let the user do the rest. So we just supply them with some proposal route, and then they can start dragging and dropping. Right now, the tool is only supporting 4 start cities and I think 20-ish destination cities, which means I could get away with just brute forcing something, and I actually did manual post-processing, meaning I pruned and this is a stupid route, let's not take that. So again, lots of thought needed and work needed for doing that. And then right now the tool is full front-end. There's no back-end, meaning the second part needed to be super fast so that it's not lagging when the user is clicking on something. So it's an extremely simple, it's actually called Create Stupid Itinerary in the code. It's an extremely, extremely simple algorithm where you take you go from this city to this city to this city to this city, and you just fill them with the earliest possible connection times, and then it might happen that your proposal actually starts at 4 in the morning, so you push this a little bit further so that it's at a more reasonable starting hour while not trying to have it swap into the next day, and then again you let the user do the rest. As for data, like I said, didn't do much on data, wanted to focus on the user interface for now. The problem is I need all the data. And just pulling different GTFS files from different countries isn't going to cut it, because if they stop at the border, if it's a cross-border train and they stop at the border, then what are people supposed to do with that? It's just as a feedback to the data producing entities. So what I've currently did is I pulled the data for Germany GTFS file once. I did for the connections outside of Germany, I kind of manually pulled some data together. I did this back in November. I'm pretending that that data is still true, that every train runs on every day. None of that is obviously correct, but I think it is enough of a basis of data to explore and see if this mechanism works. I've already had interesting discussions here at this conference about people with people about how to make use of existing efforts of data routing, etc. But if anybody else, just come up to me if you have an idea of what could help me, could help the project further. And that's it from me again. Just try out the tool. Everything is on GitHub as well. And thank you. Questions? Oh yeah, I saw you first at least.
You are realizing a dream.
Okay, so the question was, I am realizing a dream. Thank you.
Just some feedback. You said, yeah, if you do an illegal move, what should happen and so on. I think for such a tool, it should warn to say this does not work, but not prevent to do it. Because yes, you know it's illegal, but you will change something just after.
So this was a question and the answer all in one. This was back about illegal moves and should the tool warn or should it prevent? And the audience member said it should just warn, it shouldn't prevent. And I'm kind of on the same page. I like to just move things out of the way and then do the other stuff and then I can put it back in. So I kind of lean towards warning right now as well. So I think you had a question?
Yeah, I already looked at the page beforehand, and I also really love it. But maybe also I'm a bit, because you said you didn't like that planning, because I do that all the time, and I kind of love it,
okay.
But I still would like to have a tool like this. The thing which I really, really hate about it is the one you already said, that this cross-border going, then the data just drops. So I often have like five tabs open with this railway company, this railway company, and this railway company to combine it.
So this again was a call to European data producers. Please produce better data.
The last thing, or the main question is, I saw that you had a booking point.
Oh yeah, there's nothing there yet.
Yeah, sure, but I think that's also an important thing because the pricing, it's because often it's like a bit of magic thing.
I totally get it. Hoping for the European Commission to make that booking thing happen. Your question.
Can you save the route with a marker for restarting?
There's going to be hopefully soon a sharing feature which just URL encodes all the necessary information.
I'm thinking more for if one of your trains doesn't turn up to pick it up and replan.
I'll take that with me, but it's not on the immediate agenda. The person far back.
What are your plans for incorporating real-time data? Like, it would be useful to say, oh, it looks like this train is running late.
Okay, so this is very similar. So this was a question about incorporating real-time data to deal with delays, which is very similar to the question beforehand. Would be cool. I think there's still way too much other stuff first to get done. But yeah, it should exist totally. Totally.
I think pricing is crazy hard, but one like small thing you might be able to introduce is like a interrail ticket pricing,
yeah,
where the prices are relatively known,
mm-hmm,
and you could estimate those to like give some,
yeah,
price, because most of the time other methods don't even exist to buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That might be,
yeah, a, yeah. So this was about proposal about pricing, and maybe Interrail would be a good thing to target first. And actually, I'm thinking also of you. Why not have a delay prediction directly there in the calendar?
And cancellation.
Okay, so we still have more time. Then back there.
Have you also thought of our availability? Some trains are relatively quickly booked out, especially for Interrail.
Yeah.
So
fair point.
Maybe makes sense at least to have like a warning sign, like
mm-hmm,
this train runs out fast, book it early.
Yeah.
Or maybe choose another one.
Yeah, so this is a question about availability, and if that's also a context information that should be displayed, yes. Like, I mean, if the data is there, it's easy to put it there, but is the data there? Yeah.
I was just wondering if you knew about the man in seat 61?
Yes.
Okay, maybe it could be a good idea to get in touch with them.
Yeah, so this was a question about men in, I know that one. about the men in seat 61 and maybe getting in touch and perhaps sharing, having people share journeys, experiences, and so on the website. Okay, but I think that's it.
One question.
Okay.
Last one. Yes, in the back.
Is there any reason why you think private enterprise has been failing so badly at building something like this?
So this question is why doesn't this exist already in private commercial tools? I guess they don't actually try to plan their trips.